ABC Radio
Brisbane and Queensland.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
How do you feel if you've been cooped up inside too long? You know that feeling when you've been at work all day and you step out into the sunshine after hours of artificial light. I am literally staring out at a sunlit path right now that feels a long way away. It is a good feeling when you finally step out into the sunlight. But why does sunlight make us feel so much better? And how much do we need to get that sunny medicine? Your top tip for feeling better today comes from Celia Roberts, who's been involved in complementary health education for more than 20 years, and she's the founder of the Biomedical Institute of Yoga and Meditation in Brookfield. Celia, are you a sun seeker?
I certainly am, Katrina. I certainly am, yes.
What effect does the sun have on our bodies?
Well, I think probably the highlight of what it does do is keep our nervous system in check as well as our immune system. And so serotonin is a really important neurotransmitter that we want to be creating for ourselves so that we feel happy and psychiatrically well as melatonin, which helps us have good sleep at night. So those are just two really simple things that we can all kind of understand quite quickly, I think.
Does it have a direct impact on our nervous systems?
Yes, I suppose in terms of these neurotransmitters being produced by being in the sun, you know, the moment that we look at things like seasonal affective disorder, for example, is where there's lack of sun or little exposure to the sun, then we can see that the mental health starts to fall down. So that's one example of how we can see that our nervous system is greatly impacted by sunlight exposure.
Celia Roberts has been involved in complementary health education for more than 20 years. She's with you today for your top tip to feel a little bit better. Celia, how can we practice mindfulness when it comes to getting the best out of time in the sun?
So there's study done quite a while back by Jon Kabat-Zinn on psoriasis, and they actually looked at people who were in solariums practicing mindfulness as opposed to people who just went into the solarium. So let's call it the sun, because natural sunlight is way better than the solarium. Mm. But the interesting fact of the matter was, and the study showed us, that when they were in the solarium and practicing mindfulness, they healed 4 times faster. So I often encourage students to, and this also follows the work of an MS sufferer, but also a wonderful doctor who's overcome many of the symptoms of MS by 15 minutes of all over sun exposure per day, that you go out and lie in the sun, practice Shavasana, or alternatively meditate with sunlight hitting your face in the morning if you prefer a little bit less sun. But if you can, try and get as much sunlight and all over sun exposure to the body as possible. That might mean going swimming and practicing mindfulness, or it might mean lying down in the sun and really focusing on the breath and your body, because you will heal 4 times faster. Well, the idea is there behind that study that mindfulness and sun exposure are wonderful for your skin and overall mental health, for sure.
Celia, I'm slightly concerned because I am the palest person in the universe. I can
yes.
literally burn hanging out the washing. So
sure. How
do I balance getting that sweet serotonin with not being a lobster?
Yes, okay. So with pale skin, you actually can sort of start to get a little bit more, you'd be okay with a little bit more sun exposure the more you did it, but probably do it in smaller increments. So when you're looking for maximum sun exposure that's really good for your health, and that means nervous system health, endocrine and immune system, you're looking at 10 to 15 minutes, 3 times a week, all over body exposure. Now, if that's too much for you, maybe just do 5 minutes daily and build your resistance up, because you will actually see improvements as you go along, but not to the damage of your skin, and you should never be burning. And a lot of the research really shows us that even SPF 8 will affect you. Now, I'm not obviously going against all the sun recommendations that we should follow, but maybe 5 minutes without sunscreen, or 10 before you put it on if you're going out into the sun, just remembering that the sun exposure is important, and it is without the sunscreen for a certain small period of time, depending on how pale your skin is.
You know? Me nervous,
risk,
Celia.
Risk, risk, risk. Yeah.
get me nervous. But I can imagine, yes, a small. So maybe next time I hang out the washing, I shan't do it in my trench coat and hat.
Actually, you know, the sunlight exposure is best at mid to late morning, particularly for melatonin production. So sometimes it might just be go outside, don't put your sunnies on just for 5 minutes. You know, like I'm such a sunnies person, got to have them all on all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you could maybe take your sunnies off while you hung the washing, that can actually also help with melatonin production at night, which means you're going to sleep better if you get this small amount of exposure hitting the retina at mid to late morning. It's just, it's pretty incredible that our bodies are so synced in to the sun and the moon, you know?
And that housework might make me feel better?
Yes, most definitely. No seasonal affective disorder by hanging the washing without your sunnies on.
Mind-blowing. I'm not telling anyone that at my house. So how does all of this interact with immunity?
Well, your immune system, skin actually speaks a lot to, and vice versa, the immune system speaks to the skin. And we know that from things like psoriasis and acne. So this is all being communicated by one of the systems called the HPA axis. So this is the hypothalamus speaking to the pituitary gland, which then sends messages to your adrenal glands. So when you're stressed, your skin will show that. And alternatively, perhaps you put a chemical on your body and then the body reacts. So it's a super information highway. You know, there are two things going on here. The brain is connected to the skin and the skin's connected to the brain. So there's a bi-directional message is what we say. So when you are stressed or your immune system is down, your skin will reflect that in different conditions. And anyone will know that from dermatitis or psoriasis or acne. The list goes on.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that a similar situation? Like, you know, you're stressed or sometimes I even get sort of, it's a very unusual thing, but itchy elbows if I've had too much caffeine. And so we know that, you know, like
sorry,
it's a thing.
I shouldn't
like
laugh.
It's,
that's so mean.
No, don't laugh. Laugh. I mean, I remember going to the chemist and they're like, oh, itchy elbows, too much caffeine. That means, you know, and I was like, oh, really?
No, this is all making ridiculous amounts of sense because I have my beautiful ABC colleagues have had to deal with my bare face Celia, because I haven't been able to wear makeup because I'm reacting to it and I've also been quite stressed. So I suspect that would be my skin's way of saying, no, we will not be having anything extra upon us while we deal with the rest of this. You can kick that stuff off.
Yeah. And of course, we always talk about it, you know, our gut really feels stress, but our skin has its own biome as well. And so we've got to really take care of this natural biome. And that means not too much sun exposure, but just the most perfect amount. But, you know, you do have to look after your immune system because the skin's biome is reacting to anything that's going on the HPA axis, you know. So that means brain stress, cortisol in your bloodstream.
All right, I'm going for a walk after work. Celia, it's been a pleasure.
Lovely to chat to you and enjoy your sun-seeking, Katrina.
Thank you. Yeah. Celia Roberts has been involved with complementary health education for more than 20 years. She's the founder of the Biomedical Institute of Yoga and Meditation in Brookfield.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.